True Confessions Day is on March the 15th. We're not really sure where it came from or how long it has been around. It seems a fun way to make your confessions and lose any guilty feelings you might have. How many bad things have you done in the past year? Did you always own up to them? True Confessions Day is the day to do it. You never know. Your friends, family, boss, or whoever might thank you for it and think, "Wow, what an honest person he or she is." I suppose you might have to be a little careful and make sure your confession doesn't get you into big trouble. We just looked at a website with these online confessions. "I put an insect in the customer's pizza." "It was me who let down your car's tires." Confession is an important part of our daily life. Many of us confess our sins as part of our religion. And some of us confess the truth to the police if we have been bad and committed a crime. Christians confess their sins to God and ask for forgiveness. In Buddhism, people confess their faults and wrongdoing to Buddha. In Islam, confession is one of the five pillars of the religion, and Muslims seek forgiveness from God. There are many ways to confess. Some people do it alone, privately. Others go to a place of worship and talk to a religious leader. A new trend today is to confess on the internet. If there's anything you need to get off your chest, you can do so online and tell the world.